It's November 13, 2009. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Media mogul Rupert Murdoch had heads spinning once again, this time telling Sky News that he thinks News Corp will remove its content from Google searches. That is, once they erect paywalls around much of their content online. Murdoch said that he'd rather have less people visiting his sites and paying than coming by for quick looks via search engines. Google's response was that News Corp or any site could easily remove themselves from search engines, but that news sites get 100,000 clicks per minute from Google. The response from bloggers and media critics to Murdoch's pronouncement were swirling, with many people questioning his sanity and saying it would be a disastrous move for News Corp. However, others thought he might be bluffing or that the move made sense as Twitter and Facebook start to direct more traffic to news sites. Entrepreneur gadfly Mark Cuban wrote that people can, quote, find it on Twitter, link to a story on, say, Fox News, and everyone is happy, end quote. But the Globe and Mail's Matthew Ingram said that would create the classic cutting off your nose to spite your face problem. If people go through links on Twitter and hit a paywall, they'll get upset with the Twitterer and the news outlet. In other news, Twitter lists had only been around for a few days before they were put in vigorous use by news organizations. When shootings took place at Fort Hood, Texas, the Huffington Post, New York Times, Los Angeles Times, CNN, and others all created Twitter lists as aggregations of all the people covering the shooting. As Chris O'Brien pointed out on Idea Lab, many of the lists had overlapping people on them, and he questioned whether we really need so many redundant lists. Probably the most popular Fort Hood-related Twitter account was the Austin American-Statesman's at Fort Hood Shootings account, which got more than 3,000 followers. But it wasn't a list, it was a regular Twitter account set up to aggregate the Statesman's coverage of the shooting as well as coverage at other sites. As for the lists, the New York Times social media editor Jen Preston told Pointer that they worked even better when their content was embedded on the New York Times web pages. It's better to put it into a module right on your website so readers can see the tweets, Preston said. You need to give readers as many ways as possible to get the information, and it's an effective way to get at the real-time web, end quote. Now it's time for Quotable. I talked to Salon.com CEO Richard Gingras recently about the recent redesign of Salon. He told me how he thinks investigative journalism will be funded.
We have to take and go into areas that we think will make more money such that we can support the hard news stuff. Hard news is great because it drives a lot of traffic, but the softer areas are great because they can drive greater revenue. So, for instance, that's why, we're going into food. We recently hired Francis Lamb. It's very natural to Salon's audience, but it's also an area where I believe that we can build greater revenue to help the overall enterprise.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what if Rupert Murdoch takes all News Corp content out of Google? Our last poll question was, what's the future for News Weekly magazine? 49% said they will combine print and online in better ways. 20% said they have no future. 18% said they will go online only. And 12% said they will charge for all content online. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift. Or our sister blog, Idea Lab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.